KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have light rain, and it's 36 degrees here in Atlantic. We picked up 44 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall through 7 a.m. today. We look for cloudy skies with rain and drizzle changing to mixed precipitation during the afternoon before becoming all snow. And our daytime high today is right around where we expect it to be, 36 degrees, with temperatures nearly steady or falling during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refill and Rex Packs. Let's recap the latest list of school cancellations and late starts for you here on KJAN. These schools have canceled classes for today, and that would include AHSTW, Boyer Valley, also Charter Oak Ute, Denison, IKM Manning, and Harlan. They have all canceled classes for today. Riverside, no school. Shelby County Catholic, no school. Tri-Center and Trainer and Woodbine and West Harrison, along with Iowa Western Community College, they have all canceled classes for today. And Iowa Western, there is no Lus Hills Learners in Atlantic this morning. Also, for Audubon schools, there will be no morning pre-K. The Riverside schools, as mentioned, are closed, but the Child Care Center will still be open at Riverside, and there are no activities scheduled for Trainer for today and through this evening. In the news, a single vehicle accident in Shenandoah Sunday afternoon left one person dead and a 15-year-old injured. Both were from Shenandoah. The State Patrol says 24-year-old Tyler Gobert was driving a 2005 Honda Element eastbound on Nishna Avenue when, for reasons unknown, he lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle drove through a yard and crossed South Elm Street before hitting a tree and sustaining severe damage. That accident happened around 3:10 p.m. Sunday. Gobert, who was not wearing a seatbelt, and his unidentified teen passenger, who was properly secured in the vehicle, were transported by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Hospital, where Gobert was pronounced dead. The accident remains under investigation. Iowa 3rd District Republican Congressman David Young took to the social media site Sunday afternoon to announce that, due to the federal government shutdown, upcoming Coffee with My Congressman town halls have been postponed. Young says, as long as the federal government is shut down, I will remain in Washington, D.C., working with my colleagues to reopen the federal government. Locally, town hall meetings were set to take place today, this morning in Underwood, and this afternoon in Henderson, and Wednesday afternoon in Griswold. Again, those meetings will all be rescheduled. A Guthrie County farmer who's resisted using synthetic chemicals for nearly two decades is this year's recipient of the Practical Farmers of Iowa Sustainable Agriculture Achievement Award. Earl Hafner of Panora was honored by the group Friday night at its annual meetings in Ames. The Hafner recalled his decision to abandon chemicals in the late 1990s, saying the label certified organic quickly paid off.
People start calling you because the demand is so high. Marketing is not hard because people, once they find out you have organic crops, we get all kinds of brokers calling.
The demand for organic food continues to rise, which is good for Hafner's bottom line. And while the 71-year-old Hafner likes making dollars, he says going chemical-free just made sense.
I just remember in the 40s and 50s when I was a kid, you know, very few, if any, chemicals were used. You know, we walked beans and didn't have near the weeds and the beans back then that we do now.
Hafner farms with his son Jeff. Their operation, called Early Morning Harvest, covers 2,000 acres and includes certified organic row crops, grass-fed cattle, hogs, and pastured poultry for egg production. The father and son also run a grain mill and an aquaponics greenhouse that includes tilapia, that's fish raised for food.
You wouldn't think that tilapia would be such a demand, but people know exactly where they come from, what they've been fed. So there's no river contamination or anything like that.
And the Hafner's diversified farm also produces honey and vegetables. It's week three of the 2018 Iowa legislative session, and middle-of-the-year state budget cuts loom large. However, lawmakers say they're still searching for answers to key details. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has proposed about $20 million worth of cuts, and she's suggested $10 million won't be spent in the Medicaid program, which provides health care coverage for the poor, disabled, and elderly in Iowa. Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says that much savings in Medicaid seems to be counterintuitive.
We really want to understand how that would be possible, because we're actually inclined to think that doesn't make sense.
There are 22 weeks left in the 12-month state spending plan. Voting on mid-year budget cuts as soon as possible is the goal, according to Upmeyer, who says state agencies have already begun to hold off on spending.
Frankly, everybody's on notice based on the governor's recommendations, so I think they're responding to that as they spend their dollars internally.
Reynolds has committed cutting the Sales Prison budget by or the state prison budget by $3.4 million. She's also recommending more than a $5 million cut to the three state universities and a nearly $2 million reduction for the 15 area community colleges. In addition to the $10 million projected savings in the state's Medicaid budget, Reynolds recommends more than $3 million worth of cuts elsewhere in the Department of Human Services. The current year's state budget runs through June 30th. In the funeral announcements, Kathy Arterburn, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Kathy Arterburn will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. John J. Joseph Dargan, age 70, of Avoca, died Thursday. A memorial service for J. Dargan will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Richard Dick Kappel, age 76, of West Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dick Kappel will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Glenn Huey, age 93, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Saturday. Funeral services for Glenn Huey will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Irwin United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dorothy Henriksen, age 92, of Atlantic, died January 15th. Funeral services for Dorothy Henriksen will be on Thursday at 11:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Jacobson, age 71, of Avoca, died Saturday. Memorial services for Joanne Jacobson will be this Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And John Jack August DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.